America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the NFL trade deadline today, and we are looking closely at the ticker, trying to figure out whether or not our Atlanta Falcons are going to do something, guys. There are a lot of teams who have already done some things, and we'll go down the list here in just a second. But if you're going, okay, what is it that they might do? Well, there's a variety of things. I think it all focuses, though, on the defense. I think it's defensive line oriented. It doesn't necessarily have to be an edge rusher. It could be a defensive personnel, front seven kind of guy, Mike, to add some depth.
Right.
But as of right now, Mike, we've not heard anything as far as the Falcons are concerned. There are a lot of rumors about guys that were on the block that apparently are not going anywhere. For example, like DK Metcalf. He's not going to be traded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Myles Garrett. We've talked about these guys. Crosby. But there's still 2 hours left in the trade deadline, and sometimes these deals go down to the wire, Mike, and we might not get word until after 4 o'clock.
No, if we were interested in Za'Darius Smith, the ask wasn't the issue because the Lions only gave up a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. Now, we had talked about Azeez Ojulari from the Giants, and according to Diana Rossini, the Giants are asking for a high five pick or late fourth rounder. We've got those. We have a fourth rounder and we have a fifth rounder. We lost one of our fifth rounders over the tampering nonsense, but we do have the stock. Okay, we got the stuff. If we needed to get if they are interested, we don't know if they're interested in Ojulari. They have been linked to him in some reports.
All right, so that happens today, and this tells us exactly what Mike and I have been discussing for weeks now. Once Aiden Hutchinson went down, is our team Lions good enough to go to the Super Bowl without trying to replace him in some way, shape, or fashion? Listen, they went to Green Bay last week, guys, without Aiden Hutchinson and beat the Packers handily. I believe this is still the best football team right now, not only in the NFC, but, Mike, maybe in the NFL. And I know the Chiefs are undefeated. But to add Za'Darius Smith gives them exactly what they were looking for. And then, you know, there were some silly moves today. We just saw the Cowboys who came into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And to make a trade for a wide receiver that couldn't even get on the field where he was makes no sense to me, Mike Bell. Jonathan Mingo wasn't playing in Carolina.
That's a seventh or a sixth round pick at best.
Couldn't believe this.
Right? Sixth round tops.
So the Cowboys, they say, hey, look, what are we going to do? We're going to go get a wide receiver. Okay, good luck with that. It makes no sense. Dak is on the IR. So, again, you're dealing with Cooper Rush. But that was just to make a move, I feel like. The Bears, Mike. They send a seventh round 2025 pick. They get, running back Khalil Herbert to the Bengals. He goes to the Bengals from the Bears. And then also today, we talked about this as well, guys. Steelers get another wide receiver. Okay. Now how good are the Steelers going to be? Because Mike Williams, who was disgruntled with the Jets, now ends up with the Steelers. You add that to what already looks like a halfway decent offense. Mike, How much does he upgrade them?
You saw how Pickens and the vertical passing game happened almost immediately once Russell Wilson got under center. So now with Mike Williams, who zigged when he was supposed to zag, and of course his good teammate Aaron Rodgers throws him under the bus the week after that. Yeah, he was odd man out once they went and made the trade for Devontae Adams. So yeah, Mike Williams, that's a nice piece. That's Arthur Smith now. He's got two athletic wide receivers, and certainly Pickens is probably the more dynamic, but that's great for the Steelers fans.
All right, real quick, and Turtle, I want to bring you in on this because Ojulari is still available as we know right now. Right, that is what we're hearing, and that is a guy, Mike, we have targeted. I'm saying us.
Yeah. Giants, again, this from Diana Rossini, they're saying it's a fifth rounder, a good fifth rounder, or a fourth round. They'll take any fourth rounder for Ojulari. We have that. We have the stock right now. We have those picks if that was something. If they liked him and they earmarked him, and we saw him the other night, looked pretty darn good, you know, stopping things up. He is athletic. He's young. And then you can figure out what you want to do with the contract because it's not a killer either.
Turtle, Giants playing hardball here?
Yeah, they are. And why, I don't know. And I don't know why, if I'm the Falcons, just honestly, just bite the bullet on this one. Because this is night and day.
It is.
This is it.
It is. The Giants control this, guys, again. And Mike, those are the terms that Mike's laying out. What we're telling you, Falcon fans, Falcon Nation, this is doable. This is a doable deal if you want to do it. Now, do they? I don't know. But this is kind of where we're sitting right now. And I'll tell you this. Add Ojulari to this defense already. Again, you saw Grady get after the quarterback last week. I've said this. Grady sacks are bonus to me. He does so many other things. But he got one. Caden Ellis got one. You know, Arnold Ebiketie got one. I just feel like all of a sudden, Mike, it gives you a more versatile front than you currently have. And again, we maybe haven't seen the best of Judon. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but either way, this guy's young.
Now, I don't know because he's got some really good talent on that Giants defensive line. We've talked about Thibodeau, how good he is. They went and got Brian Burns in free agency. But Azeez Ojulari's got 6 sacks. That makes him that would make him the best player on the Falcons next to Jesse Bates on defense.
No doubt about it. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think as we are approaching the deadline? I think another big move today, and we're going to see these guys. And remember at the beginning of the season, before the season started, we were like, Commanders, rookie quarterback.
Probably have 4 or 5 wins by the time we see him end of the season.
Commanders go get Marshawn Lattimore. Now, we're familiar with him because he's been a longtime Saint, 4-time Pro Bowler. And they give up a 3rd, a 4th, and basically a 6th. The reason behind this, guys, is the Commanders had 9 picks going into 2025. So they had additional picks to deal with, and this is not a big deal to them. Dan Quinn and company, Mike, are like, look, we got a better team than we assumed.
But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard with good people.
Let's go get a corner who can help us. The deal with Lattimore, though, Mike, he's recovering from a hamstring.
Yeah, you have to wait on him. So you're not going to get him out of the box right now to use for the Commanders. But, they're looking big picture. And they feel that's an area that needs some strengthening for the Commanders. They have given up some passing yards. There have been some high-scoring games. But, yeah, that's one where they're saying they see the talent. Like, we've seen Marshawn Lattimore up close out of Ohio State. He's been a solid piece for the Saints in our battles over the years. So they were willing to pull the trigger and give up some picks. So... But it is interesting when you get a guy and you're not going to be able to use him just yet either.
404-726-0929. Follow us on social media. It is Twitter, not X, to us, at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, and we will keep you updated. Torrey McElhaney is going to join us, guys. Falcons.com writer and reporter. We were hoping, to be quite honest with you, by now something would have happened and we could talk to Torrey and maybe we'd have a situation where we were talking about a specific player. Nevertheless, she will get us caught up on what she knows and what's going on up there at Flower Branch. Mike and I will be up there tomorrow on Wednesday to talk to Coach. And by the way, if nothing happens, we will certainly address it with Coach tomorrow, Mike, in our own way on the show and ask him about this because I think a lot of Falcon fans say, hey, aren't we kind of right there too? Right. Aren't we in this mix of teams?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have exceeded expectations. It's like the offense is dialed in. We've already talked about it. We've got good depth, knock wood for the injuries on offensive line when guys are banged up. We've got the skill position players. I mean, I thought, would they try to get somebody, if they felt it was going to be a long-term, which it doesn't seem to be with Drake London. It just seems to be a hip pointer, which maybe takes 2 weeks or 3, hopefully not. But they need edge rush, and they need athleticism. They need that classic outside linebacker that can walk up. And look, we love Caden Ellis. That's why they brought Caden Ellis in here. But Jimmy Lake's system, and we've gone round and round on this, about Ebiketie getting better and the younger guys getting better. But remember, guys, dudes that were supposed to have an impact, certainly Braylon Trice, maybe more than Ruka Roro, who was considered a project, we have lost our 2nd and 3rd round picks that we drafted. They're out. for the season. Maybe, and not for the season, but certainly on long-term IR right now, is a row. But, man, we got to get some athleticism, Carl, because we've got those dual-threat quarterbacks on the schedule, projected to see them in the playoffs. We need some more athleticism. We need some guys to get the quarterback on the ground.
Now, I got to address this, because somebody asked me this. Well, you know, maybe they don't do anything because they're going to wait for these guys to get healthy. You don't wait in the NFL. You don't know what happens next season. You don't know how every year is going to look. If you're in it right now, Mike, just like what the Commanders did, you do something to help your team right now. This is not about waiting on any of these guys who may be injured. Guys, they'll make their way back. Mike will be deeper next year, but that's next year. I'm in the midst of a season where I can actually do something we haven't done in a very long time. So do everything you possibly can up there at Flowery Branch and make this team better.
So I know that fans sit there and they go, well, what do we got? Well, I mean, we don't have the full complement of picks, but we still have the first and the second. And I know that, there's nobody coming off that, like Myles Garrett we talked about and Max Crosby. Those guys aren't options. The best we can get is a guy with six sacks, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
No,
it's great. And, you know, again, it started with our buddy James Palmer that used to be with NFL Network. Diana Rossini's got it. So it just makes sense. Sometimes, Carl, people look at the team that needs something and a team that has something and go, well, they got to talk. I presume that Terry and the Giants are talking.
They are.
I couldn't imagine why you wouldn't when you've got a 2-3-year window, however you look at it, with Cousins and the way we look on offense. Why are we monkeying around? Let's get it.
All right. This is where we're at. Countdown's on. 4 o'clock's the deadline. We will keep you updated. And again, if they make a move, you will hear it first right here on your home for Atlanta Falcons football.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.